All right. Welcome to tonight's Mindset Monday call, everybody. My name is Samantha Colvin, and I'm the sales and marketing director for Gemini, this incredible company that you're going to hear all about tonight. But tonight we are truly here to learn about leadership posturing. And if you don't know what posturing is, it's your overall presence. It's how high you sit up. It's how you have your shoulders. It's what comes out of your mouth. And we have an industry expert, Scott Fardulis, who is going to teach us about leadership posturing in your Gemini business. But before we get into tonight's topic, I wanted to quickly touch on an exciting Gemini Cares contest that we held over the last 2 weeks with the new Gemini Cares resources available in your back office. So if you guys are new to this contest, it was to send as many emails as you could to business owners about the Gemini Cares healthcare plan. So I am so excited to announce that Eva Hood, one of our leaders in Gemini, she was the Gemini Cares contest winner. And congratulations, Eva, you have received your bottle of Gemini 4500. It's on the way in the mail. So congrats to you and great job, guys, to all the other participants as well, because there was quite a few. So thank you so much. But the reason why you guys are all here tonight to learn about leadership posturing. So I'm going to pass the mic to industry expert, Scott Fardulis, who you know and love, built thousands of different downlines. And he's here tonight to speak to all of us about this topic. So Scott, the mic is all yours.
All right. Hey, Samantha, thank you so much. Those are exciting announcements. And by the way, Eva, big deal. Way to go. Congratulations to you for just being a hustler. And I say that with all due respect. That is a term of endearment. And, you know, I've been labeled a hustler probably my whole life. And I think it's one of the best badges of honors that we can wear. It just means that somebody that gets out and moves, somebody that's shaking and baking all the time and never letting a dull moment go by. So way to go, way to lead by example, and super impressed and very, very proud of you. Hey, listen, everybody, thanks for being here on time. You know what everybody else is? Late. You cannot afford to be late. You know the saying, early birds get the worms. And Abraham Lincoln said it best about hustling. You know, there's only leftovers. If, you know, after those who hustle, there's only what's left over. So we don't want leftovers. If we want first dibs, we got to be early. And, you know, on time is late anymore. So everyone else right now is truly late. They should be here. And if they're not, too bad. You're here. We're going to focus on you. So on that note, we're on part two of a short little series called Leadership Posturing. And this is such an awesome topic. I mean, it really is. And by the way, do you have the ability to share the screen or go to the grid, Samantha, real quick? If it isn't already on my side, it's not. I want to see everybody's faces. What do I have to do?
It should be, if you go to view and select gallery view, here, let's see. There we go. How's that now?
Okay. Nope, not on my side, but that's okay. I'm not worried about it. So part two, leadership posturing. And this is such a huge topic. It's probably one of my favorite subjects. And I told you last week that what we were going to do is we were going to hone in and focus on this part two series. If you took notes last week, you remember that I said you don't want to miss this because I've got a phenomenal story for you. You will never forget this story. And while I'm telling you this story, I really want you to focus on your own life and think about where you fit into this story. How would you have shown up in the same exact example? Would you have done the exact same thing that I did? Or would you say, holy crud, that took guts, or anything else? Where would you have shown up in this story? I want you to think about this as I'm telling you this story. You can take notes if you want to, and then I'm going to pose a series of questions for you, and I want you to rate yourself in some different categories. So we're going to have a little fun. This is engaging, and you're going to have to participate. So here we go. About 2 weeks ago, not even 3 weeks ago, I made a business trip down to Dallas. Okay, so here I am in Dallas. I'm entertaining several people, and we're attempting to get something very, very important done. And at the end of 2 days of meetings, we had to go to dinner. I decided we were going to dinner, and I wanted to treat everybody to a really nice dinner. So like I said, there's about six people and we're all headed out to dinner. Well, what we did is we made a reservation at one, arguably one of the nicest restaurants in all of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I think the city is called Frisco. Does that ring a bell, Samantha? Is there a little town called Frisco? That would be where the Dallas Cowboys practice facility is located. If you've ever been there before, It is a sight to behold. I mean, this place is sweet. When you turn onto that street and it's like, boom, right in front of you, looking right down the pike, there it is, Ford Stadium, the practice facility for the Dallas Cowboys. There's the very large Dallas Cowboys hotel that overshadows and looks right down onto the practice field. It's almost like you're on Rodeo Drive. You know what Rodeo Drive is. This is like the big time high rent district of Southern California, Rodeo Drive. And here in front of the Cowboys facility, I mean, you see every kind of car that most people cannot pronounce. I mean, we're talking Lambos and Ferraris and Bentleys and every Aston Martins and all kinds of really cool wheels. Well, we made a reservation at this amazing restaurant called D Lincoln Prime. That's D-E-E Lincoln Prime. Well, what's the significance of that name? Well, that is a lady's name, a really amazing lady. And she is the founder of Del Frisco's. Anybody ever heard of Del Frisco's, the restaurant? Yep. So Del Frisco's is arguably one of the better steakhouses that you can eat at, but now it is second, maybe only to D Lincoln Prime. So here's the backstory. D is this phenomenal gal, and now she's a really good friend of mine. And she sold out on Del Frisco's. Okay. So she sold out, pocketed a bunch of money, and went into retirement. She had a 2-year non-compete with doing anything else in that space. So as her non-compete is coming to an end, here comes a good friend of hers, Jerry Jones, who is coming toward her and say, hey, listen, I want to start a restaurant, but you're the deal. You've got so much experience and so much knowledge and so much wisdom around and running restaurants. He's like, I don't know anything about restaurants, but here's what I can tell you. I want to park this thing right in Grand Central Station in front of the Dallas Cowboys practice facility. There's a lot of traffic here. It's the high rent district. He says, tell you what, I'll put up the real estate. I'll put up the money. I don't need to brand it for me. Let's brand it on you. You're the person with the experience and people will become because everybody knows your name. Like, cheers. So that was something that Jerry recognized. And he said, if you'll do that, we're going to make this the best restaurant in all of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's going to be the best. So do it your way, however you want to have done it. It's your restaurant, but we'll be partners. And she said, if I can partner with you, are you kidding me? I would do that in a heartbeat. So the answer is absolutely yes. So now if you ever go there, you're going to want to go to D Lincoln Prime. Just write it down. Got to go there. When you get out of your car, you know you're someplace special. I mean, I just told you the ambiance, the environment that you're in. But when you set your foot out on the curb and you're looking at the gorgeousness of the outside of this restaurant, and there you see the name D Lincoln Prime, you can feel the energy coming off the walls of the outside of that building, let alone what it feels like when you enter it. So yes, we had a reservation. There's almost no way to get inside. And when you open those doors, you know you're at the place, the happening place. I mean, there's wonderful, beautiful people inside here. Everybody that's anybody is hanging out there. And you want the bragging rights of saying that you've been to this restaurant. So we go inside, we got the restaurant, and there's Dee herself. So can you imagine getting greeted by this person? And so we get led to a private back room in the back of this restaurant. And they've got all kinds of private rooms and conference rooms. And not that any of you would do any of these things. I'm just describing the restaurant. I mean, they've got, you know, whiskey and bourbon rooms. They've got cigar rooms. I'm not a smoker or a drinker, so there goes that for me. But they have it. And they've got this private wine cellar room in the very back of the restaurant. And it's like down a little flight of stairs. You're away from all the noise. It's quiet. And it's very private. We reserve that. What a wonderful place. If you ever get to pull this off, highly recommend it. Then there's the noisy part of the restaurant where all the action is going on and people are hanging out and having a good time. And yeah, you got the high back booths. So you feel private, even though you're not really private. It feels like you're in your own little section. And I'm a noticer. That's something that I just am. I'm a noticer. When I walk into a room, I scan it real quickly. In 10 seconds, I can tell you how many people are there, where the energy is coming from, who the groups are that are happening, where the board areas are. I can tell you everything in a New York second. So I walk in, I do my thing. I scan around as we're being led to the back of the restaurant. And there he is out of the corner of my eye. I see him. I look over. I do a double take. And it is Mr. Jerry Jones himself. And who's he sitting with? Dak Prescott and a bunch of other big name Dallas Cowboys players. And then there's some people that I don't recognize. It doesn't mean that they're not important or they're not on the roster. I just didn't recognize them. Maybe another half a dozen of those against the half a dozen of people I did recognize. Maybe it was, you know, pre-draft and they were having this meeting. Turns out that's what it was. But note to self, we keep walking and we go sit down. About an hour later, curiosity gets the best of me. So I'm entertaining these people. I've got an agenda with them. And an hour goes by and I decide to get up and go to the bathroom and just see, satisfy myself. Did I really see Jerry Jones or was that a dream? And coming out of the bathroom, I made a little beeline around, went past his table, and sure enough, heck, it was Mr. Jerry Jones. There he was, and just like I thought. So what'd I do? Now, track this story and think about how you're showing up in your life as a leader. And if you would dare, there's a good word, write down this word, dare, write down the word dare. Would you dare to even think on the level that I'm describing to you? So I went over and I found Dee, remember her? The owner and founder of this restaurant, partners with Jerry Jones. And I said, hey Dee, how you doing? She goes, oh my word, isn't this just an incredible event tonight? I mean, the whole thing going on. I said, you have the restaurant. I said, I'm so honored to be eating here tonight. She says, everything okay? I said, Dee, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. I said, there's one thing that would make it even more perfect than it already is. And she goes, wait, it's perfect. And yet it could be better than perfect. And I said, yes, it could be better than perfect. I said, and I think you could help me. I think you're the perfect person to help me pull off an absolute dream come true. I said, Dee, I know I'm getting ready to ask you for a lot. However, I want you to know that if this could be pulled off, it would mean the absolute world to me. It would be the cherry on top of a great life I've already had. She goes, lay it on me. I said, okay. I said, you know, Jerry Jones is having dinner over here with the Cowboys. She said, yes. And I said, I've been fascinated with the history of this man. Not that he's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, just who he is, where he came from, and how he got where he's at. And I said, I've loved reading everything I can get my hands on that has to do with him. And I said, would you, if it's in your power, be willing, if we're still here and it's convenient and he finishes, would you be willing to lead him back and introduce us to him in the back room? And she goes, well, I've been asked that a few times. And I said, well, I actually have a little bit more than just that request. I said, it would mean even more to me, especially if you knew what I had going on in this back room. Would you be willing to not only bring him back there, but it would mean the world to me if you entered the room and said, well, Mr. Fardulis, you must be one really important person because Jerry Jones is here to see you. Now think about that for a second. Who is he to me? Nobody. I've read about him. I know who he is. I could absolutely pick him out of a lineup any second of the day. I know him more than he knows me for sure. But now that was a pretty tall request. Yes or no? Show of hands. How many think that was a pretty bold request? So she looks at me and she's like, she turns her head sideways and kind of laughs a little bit. And she goes, now I've been asked a lot of things, but I've never been asked that before. And she goes, okay, okay. Let me see what I can do. I'm a person of my word and I will do my very, very best to pull this off. And I said, Dee, again, you have no idea what it would mean to me if that could happen. She goes, I'll let you know. So I go back and another hour goes by and I'm starting to think about winding down this dinner engagement. And suddenly the private wait person that we had taking care of our table, he comes in, kneels down beside me and whispers in my ear. He says, Scott, Jerry will be here to see you in 20 minutes. Oh my word. Are you flipping kidding me? Jerry Jones is going to be here to see me in 20 minutes. Okay. You know, I probably put my shoulders back a little bit more, maybe sit up in my seat a little bit more. And I've still got six people that are being entertained, right? So I play it off like it's no big deal. They didn't hear anything. And I let about 10 minutes go by. I split the difference. I let about 10 minutes go by and I say, hey, you know what, everybody? I said, I've got a really special treat for all of you tonight. In about 10 minutes from now, I've got someone that I really admire that's going to come by and say hi to all of you. His name is Jerry Jones. I mean, people sat back in their chair. They thought I was full of bulla. And they're like, Jerry Jones, like our Cowboys owner, you're from Colorado. How do you know Jerry Jones? And I said, that's not important. What's important is he's coming by to say hi to all of you, and I'm going to introduce you all to Jerry Jones. I mean, you would have thought the world just turned completely upside down. They're like, no way. Are you kidding me? And I said, oh, I'm not kidding, unless his schedule changes for some reason, but he should be here in about 10 minutes. And one person goes, there is no way that guy's coming by to say hi to us. That guy is a jerk and a half. No way. And he goes, that's not going to happen. I let it go. Remember, leadership posturing, right? So I let it go and I'm playing it all cool, change the subject. I never said anything about it. I just let the comments flow. And in about 10 more minutes, bursting into the room comes Dee herself. And she says, well, Mr. Fardulis, you must be one really important guy because Jerry Jones is here to see you. And I mean, I got up out of my seat. I'm not kidding. I got up out of my seat. I walked straight over to Jerry and I'm like, Jerry, I said, it is so good to see you. And I gave him a huge old bear hug. And I mean, I don't know what he thought about that. I didn't care. I walked right over to him, gave him a hug. Jerry, so great to see you. Thank you for stopping by to see me. Please let me introduce you to my friends. Jerry, this is so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And we were, I mean, they didn't even know how to react to that. So they were stumbling over themselves, slobbering, drooling, stammering. And they're like, oh, Mr. Jones, so nice to meet you. And they could hardly believe their good fortune. And without skipping a beat, after he said hi to everybody, I said, listen, Mr. Jones, I know that, Jerry, I know you've got important people here to see you. And you've been entertaining guests. And you've got Dak Prescott out there, and I don't want to take you away from those people. I just wanted you to know how much we appreciate the leadership that you've demonstrated over all the years. We've all learned a lot from it, and certainly myself. I said, Jerry, you know, I remember this time when I was in college. I was probably 19 or 20 years old when you won your first Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys. Nobody knew who you were. You kind of came out of nowhere, and next thing we know, you take a failing team and literally put them on the map. Unbelievable. And I said, I'll never forget how the media spoke about you and was kind of downplaying you, and they had the camera on you. You were nervous as all get out in your booth. And suddenly, when you knew it was inevitable, you were going to win the Super Bowl. Oh, my word. I mean, your energy came through that monitor and just spoke to me in that moment. And that's when you captivated my attention. And he goes, you remember that, Scott? And I said, I do. I remember that, Jerry. And he goes, wow, that is a great memory. Oh, my word, that was an incredible time. He goes, mind if I pull up a seat? And I go, are you kidding me? Not at all. I said, let me help you. And parked himself right there, like right here, parked himself. And for 33 minutes, Jerry poured out his heart and soul and guts and left it all on the table. Why? Because I made him feel really good about being there. It was not weird. It was not awkward. It felt friendly. It felt personable. Scott Van Pelt, if you know who he is one of the biggest names in sports commentating today on ESPN. He couldn't have pulled off as good of an interview as the one that I did in that moment. There is nothing on television that would rival the interview that I conducted then. What happened? I controlled the conversation. I asked him things and relevant questions that would make him want to keep talking because he was in his element talking about his favorite topics, his favorite subjects. And I just kept feeding the meter. You know what I mean by that? I kept putting things in his ears that made him feel important, that made him feel valuable, that made him want to stick around and stay. And that's what happened. And even when some of his players were popping in their heads going, hey, Jerry, we're waiting for you over here. He's like, go ahead, guys, get started without me. I'll be done in a few minutes. He threw to the curbside some of his high dollar paid players to hang out with us. And he just kept telling stories. You know, the volumes that spoke to us, it was insane. And finally, I ended the conversation / interview. He didn't know it was an interview, but it was. And I said, you know what, Jerry, we need to let you go. All I can say is thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for spending some time with us. And thanks for coming by. Why? Not to see me. I said, to meet my friends. And when they got up, I said, oh, by the way, you mind if Dee takes a picture of you and I for old time's sake? And he goes, not at all, Scott. Let's do it. So we got up, didn't skip a beat. And all of these people sitting around the table are watching all this happen. And we got that picture. If you follow me on social media, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There is the picture. And so you wouldn't even believe what type of energy that created from people. Everyone wants to know. It happens to me multiple times a day right now. So what's the backstory with Jerry Jones? And I get to tell that story over and over and over again. And you know what it does? It does a lot of things. But more on that later. It does a lot of things. And so he got up and left. And then he pokes his head back and he goes, "Hey, Scott, you guys want to go down and see the practice facility?" And I'm like, "Jerry, are you kidding me? We would love to go down." Like all of us, he goes, "All of you. You want to go see the practice facility?" "Oh boy, do we." And he's like, "Hold on, I'll have somebody come by and take care of that for you." And they did. And we went out the door that night. We went down the street and we got to tour the Cowboys practice facility like nobody gets to tour that facility. It was insanely amazing. Unforgettable evening. Moral of the story. By the way, isn't that a great story? Isn't that just a great story? So you know how many times people say, "Oh, Scott, you're so lucky." Hold on just a second. Here's where the training begins. Was that luck? Or rather, was that a very intentional, strategic, planned event that happened to have a positive outcome? So I would say to you, we create our own luck, if that's what you want to call it. You create your own luck. So what'd you just learn from this experience? What did you learn? I mean, think about this question, write it down. If you don't know the answer right now, I want you to learn something. What did you learn from this story and this experience? Where would you have, would that have ever in a million years happened to you? Be honest with yourself, yes or no. Would it have ever happened to you? Yes or no, write that down. You can always change your mind later and you can always be somebody different than you already, not the core, but you can change your mindset. You can change who you are in your head instantaneously. Okay, so next question I have for you is, how does it make you feel when people say you're lucky? It happens to me all the time. People tell me I'm lucky. I know that is ridiculousness and I don't believe in luck at all. So next question, was it luck that made all this happen? Or was it a strategic planned event? I asked you that, but I want you to really consider this. And isn't that how all business building works? Don't you have to have a recruiting strategy? I mean, now, put this directly in tune with Gemini. Don't you have to have a recruiting strategy? See, that night I recruited D. That night I recruited Jerry Jones. That night I recruited all six of those guests sitting around my table. How'd that happen? Simply by how I showed up. Simply by how I showed up. What'd they see in me? Somebody that was humble, confident, extremely confident, well-postured, very well-postured, very well-positioned. And that's who they saw out of me. What'd they get? An experience. They all got an experience because that's the type of person, not who I am, it's who I've decided to be. That's who I decided to be a long time ago, is someone who made things happen. Things don't happen to me. I make things happen. Do you see the difference? One is victimhood. And the other one is Victorville. You ever heard of the Ville? You have. The Ville is like a town. It's a city. Ville. Nashville. Got it? So are you from the hood or are you from the Ville? You decide. See, the hood is this person who's always the victim. "Well, I grew up on this side of the tracks. You don't understand the deck of cards I was dealt." The other person says, "Yeah, okay, so what? I was born on one side of the tracks, but I'm not a victim because now I live in the Ville." That's what I want you to think about. Which of those two scenarios are you right now? Hood or Ville? You decide. Okay, now let's keep going here for a second. So when someone is in need, right? It could be they need directions on how to get from point A to B. It could be that they're going through a dating situation or they got a relationship or a friendship struggle, or they want to create a great relationship like I just did with Jerry Jones, or they're going into a new neighborhood. They don't know the area. So if I was moving to Orlando, I'd call my good friend Jay on the phone and say, "Hey Jay, I'm coming to Orlando. What type of area do I want to be looking for? What street address do I want to have? What zip code do I want to live in?" And he'd say, Let me tell you what to avoid and let me tell you what to do. That's what happens when someone's in need. Could be a job search, etc. So don't you think that people want to be told what to do? And they want to be told by someone who's absolutely certain, right? They don't want to be told by someone that's wishy-washy or, I don't know, gee, let me think about that. You know, someone that's absolutely certain, that's who you want to take leadership, directions, commands from every single day of the week. So act this way when you're building your leadership base. When you're building your leadership base, be the type of person where someone intuitively knows, you know what? Samantha really knows what she's talking about. I could choose this person, or this person. They choose Samantha. They choose Eva. Why? Because they know that they know that they know. And it comes across when they communicate. Absolutely no doubt. You've heard of no fear. I don't know if that's ever true or not. I've been scared half to death on a lot of things, but I did it anyways. And so I would say no doubt is a better term than no fear. Sometimes you harness fear. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, if you jumped into shark infested waters, it doesn't matter whether you're fearful or not. Eventually you're going to get consumed by sharks, right? So I'd be very nervous if I was in shark infested waters and I had no hope to get out of the water. So yep, I'd be very, very nervous. So what you want is no doubt. Be without doubt when you're doing things. Let me give you an example of what happens when you build your business with no doubt in Gemini. Listen very carefully. So here's where it all comes back home. All right. So when you're building your Gemini business with no doubt, here's what you do. You wake up every day and you go out and you share the Gemini message with people every single day without doubt. Okay, no doubt whatsoever. You know that you know that you know that your company is a winner. You know that you know that you know that your products rock. You know that you know and you know the leaderships and the founders and the owners and the management team, they have your best interest. You know that you know that you know that the Gemini compensation plan, it will reward you handsomely and beautifully if you just simply go do the work. The compensation plan works every single time. Just go do the work. Just go do the stinking work. And now when you go out and you are sponsoring and recruiting all day long, this is what I call phase one. How do you do that? You tell stories. You are a certain without doubt leader that knows where you are and where you're going. And it doesn't matter what car you drive today. It's what car you plan to drive tomorrow. And you can literally tell people, listen, I've got a jalopy right now, but you know what? I'm not going to drive that jalopy one more day of my life than I have to. And here's how I'm getting the heck out of the hood and getting myself over to the Ville. So don't be embarrassed. I used to go to do meetings and I'd park my jalopy down the street because it leaked oil and I didn't want it to end up in their driveway. True story, literally true story. And so I was never ashamed after a certain point to just tell the truth. This is the scenario and I don't want to be here anymore. And this is what I'm doing about it. How about you? Want to go? You want to go for that drive? You want to be a part of that success story with me? Somebody's going to be, might as well be you. And so here's what I always advise. And your system allows you to do exactly what I'm teaching right now. So you want to go put a whole bunch of people into your Gemini business. And it looks like this. Got it? It doesn't look like this. This is where you get one and someone else is doing all the work. This is everybody else does the work. This is you doing the work. So go do the work, right? Got it? Makes sense. Sponsor, 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 sponsor. And you're in the enroller, sponsor, enroller, sponsor, enroller, sponsor, enroller, dot, 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 dot. So what? Yet, if anyone duplicates, you just go show people what needs to be done and how that looks. And you put in a linear progressive growth strategy right there. You want to test me on this? Go put in 12 people in the next 3 to 4 weeks inside your Gemini business. And I'll tell you what'll happen. You're going to end up with a bunch of people on your first level that you may or may not want to stay there. Here's what I like to do. I like to go do that real quickly. And then I go back to them and I say, hey, listen, you've got talent. Like America's Got Talent, you've got talent. I see something in you. I believe in you. I have the impression that you're the type of person that knows what they want and you're not afraid to hustle and you're willing to put in the effort. Have I read you wrong? And they're going, well, gee, if I say no to that question, I guess I look pretty lazy. So yeah, you're not wrong. I think that's well said about me. Thank you very much for the compliment. And I say, you're welcome. Here's the thing. I've got to pick and choose, kind of like a corporate situation where I've got like all these applicants and I've got to narrow this down to like three people. I'm not able to work with all these people right now. I've got to narrow this down. And in the next like short period of time, I've got to make some important decisions. So if I was to decide to put my effort into you, like build everything with you, and I helped you speak to people, enroll people, and talk to people the same way that you were spoken to, and we started building your team, could you handle it if I helped you like match your effort? So in other words, if you bring me a few people that sponsor and enroll into the business, and I reward you with that amount of people for the next 30 days, could you handle that? Are you willing to use the products? Are you willing to show up and be on time? Will you come to the meetings? Will you come to the trainings? Will you come to the Monday night training calls? Will you fill in the blank? And when they say, yes, I will, I'll take you at your word. Give me your word that you'll do these things and I will respond to that. And so then what you've done is you've created a sense of urgency and FOMO. You know what FOMO is? Fear of missing out. You've created a massive sense of urgency and FOMO, fear of missing out. FOMO is powerful. So listen, Samantha, if you're not the person, I've got to pick somebody else. You don't want to miss out on what we're describing here, do you? And Samantha says, no, heck no, I don't want that to happen. And so now story out of one, two, maybe three people by doing that, a monster success story. And you know what we do? Instantaneously, we edify and we elevate and we recognize. Write those things down. Edify, elevate, recognize. Edify, elevate, recognize. And we do that. How do we do it? Well, we do that audibly where we call those people and talk to them and we give them some good news. And they feel very special. And I say, listen, send me your favorite photo of the both of you. If you're got a significant other, if you are with someone else, if you're building the business with someone else, if you're married, whatever the case is, send me your favorite picture. Get that picture and you go post that internally. Don't do it to the whole world of, you know, your entire social media because they won't get it. However, you go out and you start to recognize them and you put a good story together with their picture and you tell everyone about the difference and the impact and the success this person or this couple has had in a really short period of time. You know what that does for those people? It does magic for those individuals. You create magic out of that. You create new energy, new success stories. And listen, everybody else on your team is looking around going, heck, if they created all that in the last 3 to 4 weeks, what am I doing over here? If they can do it and that's what they're doing, then that's what I need to be doing too. That is how you create energy. That's how you posture yourself. That's how you act as a leader. That's how you pass that baton. It's super important. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to hand this back over to Sam. And I want you to know some advice. Here's my advice. Right this second, you need to know, and you can take my word for it or not, but I'm going to tell you matter of factly. What? Not matter of opinionly, matter of factly. Matter of factly is that right now, more than ever, it's super important that you're plugged in. It's super important and relevant that you pay very, very close attention. Like if you miss something, it's going to cost you. You cannot afford to miss anything. You cannot afford to get lazy or go to sleep or let your guard down right now. Pay very, very close attention and remain plugged in right now. I cannot tell you how important that is or implore you enough to do that. If you don't do that, it's going to cost you. How much is to be determined, but you don't want to figure that out. You better have your team front and center to everything that's going on right now. Pay very close attention. And don't let your guard down. Be on duty and be eyes wide open at all times and pay very close attention. Listen, you know this already, but I'm going to tell you it every time. I love you all. I appreciate you all. I thank you for paying close attention. I thank you for being the leaders that you are. And you will be rewarded beautifully and handsomely and just take that straight to the bank and do everything in your power to take what we're sharing with you on these training calls very seriously. Go apply yourself, trust the systems, trust the process, trust your leaders, and trust this company. Have a great night. Thank you. God bless you all. Back to you, Samantha.
Wow. What a great story, Scott. Thank you so much. And I just love it so much. It kind of reminds me of the time that we went to the Most Powerful Women's event and Jay and some people in the company got the VIP passes from Eric Worre within the first 10 minutes. Cause I was over here introducing Jay to everybody. So that was, I love it. And like you said, it's all about that posturing, but guys, you really want to keep your listening ears on these next couple of weeks, just like Scott said, and what a great training tonight. But tonight, to close the call, I would love to introduce Jay Archer, the owner and founder of Gemini, to give us some words of advice. Jay?
Hey, thanks, Samantha. Scott, absolutely awesome job. And you know what, y'all, Samantha's right about that. We are the Most Powerful Women of Network Marketing. And she's like, Jay, got a VIP pass for you. Eric wants to meet you. And I'm like, I think you want to meet me for? Anyway, because I told him all about you. I'm like, what? Anyway, so Samantha's got a little Scott in her. But anyway, y'all, everything that you heard tonight, take it to heart. The biggest thing, Scott's like, what did you really get out of this? Get comfortable being uncomfortable, because you know what? Until you get out of your own little zone, your own little world, you're not going to grow. And he is 100% correct. I had my cowboy hat on, my Dallas Cowboy hat on Saturday to go to the beach. Scott was telling me about the call, and I'm like, shoot, I'm a cowboy fan. This is awesome. So anyway, but y'all think about this. Think of some of the things that Scott had talked about. Sorry about that. I need to turn my phone off. Anyway, think of some of the things that Scott told you about. You know, if you absolutely put in the effort now, we definitely stay close to your computer. Watch out for some really cool things on the way. But find out who it is you want to bring with you to help you build your organization, to change the world together. Think about this. If you had a gold mine in your backyard and you decided, you know what? I got all this gold back there. I've got a certain period of time to dig it. Are you going to go and find a bunch of people that don't want to do anything? Or are you going to say, hey, I'm going to change your life. You're going to change my life. Together, we're going to do something to create something to change everyone's life forever. That's what you have. Y'all, we talked about it last week. We've got the best products out there. There's nothing even close. Compensation plan, you're gonna see how this pays as you actually go and build this. You know what? Right now, go build a bunch straight sideways, and then you got 30 days to place them where you wanna place them. But y'all, do not sit back, do not wait, because the opportunity that you have in front of you is so, so, so big. We keep talking about it. All of a sudden you're gonna wake up and realize, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how cool this really is. And it is. So anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and end with that. But Scott, absolutely wonderful, wonderful call. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm on the edge of my seat. My son is right next to me. In fact, what? Now he's on the couch, but he's right next to me. He's like, hey, Dad, how can I get into this business? I'm like, just waiting for you to ask.
Great question.
It's like, shoot, I'm working at Panera. I could have been doing this. Yeah. Anyway, but y'all, share the product. Life-changing. Find out who you want to build something incredible with. Stay tuned. Stay close, stay attached, and together, let's change the world. Bring people health, show them how to make money, and bring a bunch of them to Christ. That's the big thing. You'll change more lives than anything. But anyway, thank y'all for being on. Awesome job. We will talk to you very soon. Good night and God bless.